1, 2, 3, 4.
Please kill me. Oh baby, don't.
loved anybody more than he. Turns you into stone and I'm reversing down the lonely street to a cheap hotel. I could meet the past and pay it off and keep it sweet. Oh, it's sweet like nothing, though. It's just like nothing at all. You know I've seen you there. How could I help but stare? Touch what's real, I'm drowning on the street. Paid my only way home. If you really need it, you just wanna leave him behind. Oh, please kill me. Oh, no, don't kill me. I'm gonna go straight to my door. I don't wanna see him anymore. Please kill me. Oh, no, don't kill me. And don't judge ever by yesterday.
going back to 2004 with that release. We heard Missing Link by The Hives from their great album Tyrannosaurus Hives. This is Adam and Dave, and we're here with you on Revolution Rock, bringing you great rock and roll music here on CJAM 99.1 FM, live from 7 until 9. Of course, you may be listening to a repeat episode, or when we're syndicated throughout the country on various Canadian stations. A huge thank you to all those stations that do carry the program. But that said, Dave, The Hives, what a great live group.
Yes, we were fortunate enough to see them at a venue they probably shouldn't have been playing at, because they could have definitely...
For legal reasons. Oh, that too, yes, yeah.
They could have tripled that venue. We saw them at Owl Club last year in November. It was their first U.S. tour in, what, a decade or more?
I want to say more. I think 12 years.
Yeah, but it was an absolutely stellar show, and I highly recommend seeing The Hives if you have not seen them. We played a track from Tyrannosaurus Hives, as mentioned, released in 2004. One of my favorites from that one, Missing Link. Before that, we heard music from 2000, all the way in the year 2000. Distill from White Stripes, we heard Jumble Jumble.
Yeah, and this was a somewhat breakout record for the White Stripes. Of course, their big breakout would be the subsequent year with White Blood Cells, yeah. But this one still, it put them more on the indie rock notice. And I think a lot more people had their eyes pointed towards Detroit with the garage rock scene that was happening here, thanks in part to bands like the White Stripes and this album in particular. One of my favorites from the group, absolutely. Continuing on with our early 2000s theme, we heard from 2002 the album Up the Bracket by the Libertines. We heard a track called Death on the Stairs.
Yeah, and that one goes out to Kieran, who...
Kieran, who we know is listening, of course.
Yes, of course, always. And thanks for the recommendation on which track to play. We didn't know which track to play because the album's so great.
Well, it was great because we asked him what song he wanted to hear. He's like, oh, this one's good, this one's good, this one's good. And then he just named every song on the record, so...
And this is one of the ones he named. If you haven't heard Up the Bracket, highly recommend. Just got reissued. Was it this year?
It was either this year or last year, but yeah. No, it's good stuff. Definitely the prime Libertines release. Great stuff there. And a band hailing from Ireland who we heard from their debut EP all the way back in 78... from the Teenage Kicks EP, obviously best known for its title track, but we heard the single version of the song True Confessions by The Undertones.
That's right. And if you haven't seen it, check out their performance on the Old Grey Whistle Test from the same year on the YouTubes. It's pretty cool. We heard Wire before that. We heard actually a different version of the song Sand in My Joints, one of my favorite songs, which can be found on Chairs Missing, which I think was 78.
It was 78, yes.
But we heard a earlier demo version that's slightly different, which you can find on 1986 Behind the Curtain, and the reissue, deluxe reissue that came out a couple years back of Chairs Missing, of that song and several others. Prior to that, we heard something a little different from the Saints. In the Red Records released a box set on vinyl and CD called The Saints 73 to 78, and it's a box set of the I'm Stranded early years of this Australian proto-punk and highly influential band. Now, when the album was originally mixed, we didn't know. There's an alternate mix of the album that was never released until now, and you can really hear a little bit of different things in this mix, and we heard the original mix of I'm Stranded, and it is slightly different, but if you do have a chance, check out the album. You can stream it. I don't believe it's purchasable anymore. It's all sold out. But yeah, you notice differences, and this band is currently actually on tour.
That's right, with a very unique lineup. Definitely changed. Mark Arm is part of it.
Yep, of Mudhoney filling in for Chris Bailey, and Mick Harvey's on bass, of course.
Oh, best known probably for his work with the Bad Seeds, yeah, so yeah, and, well worth checking out.
And Ed Cooper, of course, from the Saints, and the original drummer is there as well. If they come through the U.S., maybe you can check them out. And we started off with the Cleans, Anything Can Happen, from 1981's Boodle 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 EP. What a fantastic band and song. We're going to continue next with more fantastic bands and songs.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to celebrate two 60th anniversaries. Two big ones here. The debut record by The Zombies and Beatles for Sale by, of course, The Beatles. Now, let's talk about The Beatles a little bit. Obviously, up until this point, they had a number of records out. Three of their UK releases, and they had different compilations and US versions, but they were already poised to be the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
And they went through a lot of evolutions, going from that Mercy Beat sound to something very indebted by a lot of Motown and R&B. And then they went to their first album that was all originals with it was A Hard Day's Night right prior to that. But nothing really prepared people for Beatles for Sale, because I think this was, to this date, the pinnacle of the Beatles' maturity. Like, there were, of course, still some love ballads on here. It's best known for 8 Days a Week. But the rest of the songs are actually very dark and very introspective compared to what came before. You're not getting a lot of ballads necessarily on this in comparison to their previous releases. And I would argue, even though the Beatles have had really good records up until then, this is the first great Beatles record.
Yeah, and here's some of the songs on here. Babies in Black, I'm a Loser, No Reply, I Don't Want to Spoil the Party. There's a whole bunch of really great songs on here. And also what's interesting is, but the Beatles kind of, they were a singles band because that's what people did. They did singles, so compilations were coming out, albums were coming out, and they were developing. And this was, you're right, one of the first really, really great ones. And in the early era of the Beatles. And of course, as they would do to, I think, confuse people, they would have a UK version and a US version, not to confuse people, but that's just what they did back then. And there's two very different versions of this album, sonically.
Well, because the US version, they actually remixed it and added a bunch of reverb to it that didn't exist. For me, I think that muddled the sound. I prefer the UK version. And that's actually the album whose anniversary we're celebrating, because it was released all the way back on December 9th, 1964. So we're going to be celebrating the anniversary of that. The original untarnished version, it is, as I said, I think the first great Beatles record, because it's the most, I think, not only does the band get away from just like the early Mercy Beat sound and start focusing on more mature subject matter, they're having a lot of fun on here too. Like, their melody of Kansas City with Hey 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 is also just a great rock song. And Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, even with a little like tipping their toes into country rock. Amazing stuff. Before the Beatles, though, we're going to hear from The Zombies, another great UK group that ended up having some huge hits in 64 and 65 on the back of this record, The Zombies. And really, they would be known for Odyssey and Oracle later on in 68, because it would have that huge hit on it. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
She's not there.
Well, no, from Oracle.
Oh, from Oracle, yeah. That
Time of the Season.
Time of the Season.
Yeah, which is the one song everyone knows from The Zombies. But they actually had a number of great hits before that. Absolutely. And this record, I think, was on par with anything the Beatles or the Stones were doing. If it wasn't for the difficulty they had in actually getting into the studio and the time they took composing records, they could have been a force to reckon with. But they really only had a handful of records to their names before disbanding, which is a shame because there's great musicians in here, including the pianist Rod Argent, who was best known as the principal songwriter for the group. Also, you can't speak ill of Paul Atkinson, who was a great guitarist for this band as well. So to celebrate, and I do want to say, there's some discontinuity with this. The record doesn't really make clear if this album was released at the tail end of 64 or the beginning of 65. I've read conflicting things, so I'm just going to assume, for the sake of argument, let's just celebrate it now, ahead of 65, if that was the real release. Either way, The Zombies, their debut record. So let's play three songs from The Zombies and three from The Beatles on this edition of Revolution Rock.
Through see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, said you were not home. That's a lie.